Hi everyone, welcome to season 3 of Hyper Talks. We are 5 students from Hyper Island doing the Digital Data Strategy program who have taken over this amazing podcast from the formal digital business students. For this new season, you can expect us to continue to explore the digital industry and topics within it. Also, we would like to give a big thanks to Beppo Studios, which is where we record our episodes. I'm Debbie, and today I'll be your host. And together with me, I have my co-host, Ebba.
Hi.
And today the topic we'll approach is women and the tech scenery. And with us, we have Bodil Sidin, who is head of communication at Uber Scandinavia. Hi, Bodil.
Hi.
We'll have more time to introduce yourself. But before that, we should maybe do a check-in. Would you explain it, Ebba?
Yeah. A check-in is a tool that we use a lot at Hyper Island. And it's basically to start off a day or a meeting. And the purpose is to everyone, like, to get into the mood together so we're on the same page and just, like, kick off a project. And it can be done in several different ways. But since we're going to talk about women, I would like to ask if you have any female role model.
Always when I get asked, questions about role models, I think it's hard to pick one. Mm. Because I tried to, like, find qualities or, like, size or perspectives or experiences from different kinds of people, mostly women. I try to pick women.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's also that, like, that everyone should be so perfect and the role models. And I think it's that it's more, like, realistic to pick, like, different perspectives and sides. And also, I think it's, like, you don't have to pick a role model that is 20 years older than you are. So, for example, I think Sara Larsson is an awesome role model.
I agree.
And she's a bit younger than I am. But I also have my grandmother as a role model because she's always, like, so nice and kind. And she's also an amazing chef. So I think it really depends. And if you're, like, struggling on a meeting or if you have a tough day, I think it's nice to just try to pick that side or perspective or specific woman and just try to get inspired from that.
Yeah, so it's mostly qualities inspirational you're looking for.
And I like kind people. I get a lot, like, inspiration from that.
Yeah, I can relate. Like, I thought about a person. Her name is Nancy Silverton and she is a chef. So, as Ooh. You said, your grandmother is a good chef. She inspires me because she's in a very male-dominated profession, I think. And there's an episode on Netflix about her. In the
chef's table.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she is extremely passionate about the things she do. She's, like, almost obsessed about it, but she's also very humble. She's so inspiring to me. And I think she has a lot of qualities that I would like to bring on in my life.
Nice.
How about you, Debbie?
Mine is Sheryl Sandberg. Often people look at Mark Zuckerberg when they think about Facebook. And she's actually the CEO of Facebook and an amazing author. And all her talks, and she's very inspiring. And she pushes a lot of women and young girls, like, to go after and give them good tips. And she really proves her value. And so I think she's very, very inspiring.
And that is also a good point because, like, when you talk about tech, and I guess we're coming to that, but you're talking about often, like, the CEOs and funders and the chairmen. But I mean, like, a COO is, like, a super heavy role.
Yeah.
And I think you can look just a bit on the side in the executive teams and find those kind of people to get inspired from.
Yeah, it's definitely
super cool. There's so many women out there to be inspired by.
It is.
It's really nice to talk about them.